at Steak and Eggs.
You guys, you have some interesting callers. You really do. Quite a variety. And other than myself, you got some pretty sharp listeners.
Oh, stop it, Crawdad. We appreciate the call.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
As soon, actually in less than an hour, it'll be a good evening.
Yeah.
This is true.
And remind me to hit that the cumulus story real quick when we come back, because apparently that was a figment of a Washington Post reporter's imagination, too.
Imagine that.
Fox News, it won't be real loud, but you'll hear it. United
for your comfort. Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. I know there are a lot of different name brands out there, so if someone needs a system serviced or repaired, does it matter what brand it is?
Not at all. At United, our service techs are trained to service and repair all brands.
What if it was installed by another company?
It doesn't matter. United's service team is here for you 24/7, and we service thousands of families here in the River Region.
Don't waste your time with another company when United will give you prompt service at a fair price with 100% satisfaction guaranteed by trained technicians.
Sign up for our affordable yearly maintenance plan to help avoid a major repair with a major cost and get 15% off any service repair throughout the year.
United's service team is on standby and here for you. For the number one AC heating, plumbing, and electrical service team in the River Region, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560. United
for your comfort. Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need, use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer 1 hour loan approvals. That's right, 1 hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
MLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
It's January 14th, the greatest day ever. On the 14th of January, 1943, Franklin Delano Roosevelt became the first president to travel on official business by airplane. Before embarking on this historic first, he first had to remove his belt and shoes, place his car keys, wallet, and tablet, and any spare change into the bin, and throw away a tube of hair gel that was in a container bigger than 3.5 ounces. Have a great January 14th, the greatest day ever.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News next. If you want to hear it, turn the volume up.
Stand by for news.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. Thousands of National Guard troops have been deployed in the nation's capital in preparation for Inauguration Day.
The entire D.C. Mall will be closed to the public during the inauguration. Security officials tell me they are closing basement parking lots in D.C. near the Capitol on Capitol Hill and pushing the perimeter of the new barbed wire fencing a few blocks back away from encircling the Capitol itself for fear of truck bombs.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin in Washington. President-elect Joe Biden today unveiling his plans to help fight the pandemic.
The plan is expected to ramp up vaccine distribution and ask Americans to recommit to wearing face coverings and practicing social distancing. Congress is also expected to enact additional spending, and top Democrats want that package to include $2,000 stimulus checks for Americans.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. America is listening to Fox News.
Yeah, all this security for the Capitol for a president who couldn't get 12 people in a parking
lot. She's so confused. Tech overload. Grandma got a new phone. My grandmother got a new cell. Teaching her to use it has put me through hell. Not real good at technology. Had a Nokia from 2003. Oh!
2 hours changing her ringtone. Grandma got a new phone. Yeah, Grandma got a new phone.
Tear up the front page. Stand by for a scoop. Stop the presses. Copy boy. Copy boy. Stop the presses.
Are you ready for this story?
I don't know after that.
Brace yourself.
Okay, I'm braced.
When we use the Shemp introduction, you know this is big.
It's a big one.
Rosie, brace yourself.
All right.
Legalizing recreational marijuana, also known as jazz cabbage, Mary Jane, and the devil's lettuce on the street.
Jazz cabbage.
Legalizing recreational marijuana leads to increased sales of ice cream, cookies, and chips, according to a first-of-its-kind study establishing a causal relationship between legal cannabis and junk food consumption.
Somebody had to do it. Nacho cheese Doritos, personally.
Gosh, they could have just asked the general public, and they could have told them that.
You gotta be freaking kidding me.
You think marijuana does no harm? That's pretty much the consensus today, said Georgia State University economist Alberto Chong, no relation to Tommy, in an interview with the Academic Times. But there are unintended consequences, and one of them is the fact that you get really hungry and start eating crap.
The munchies. So does that mean snack food companies are spending money trying to get marijuana legalized?
If it goes national, I'm buying Frito-Lay.
There you go.
You know,
yes,
whatever
sir.
Company owns
Smart.
All the junk food stuff.
You better believe it.
I mean, I just find that hysterical that somebody, and you wonder how many donors, Georgia State boosters, or American taxpayers funded something that I think all of us knew.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah.
And once again, be wary of those street names so you're not hoodwinked into trying something that's not good for you.
That's right, little Joey.
Did you see what... This made me laugh out loud today. I showed you the picture before, that photo from me many years ago.
Yeah.
Somebody said something on that thread. Hang on, let me...
You are the goat?
That was a compliment.
That was a compliment.
Wayne Spivey says you favor Joey in that picture or vice versa. Then a little later on in the thread, there's a post from Joey that says, Dad?
That sounds like him.
Yeah, it does.
So when we texted each other this afternoon, we kept the father and son thing going. But you know what? And I think it's a compliment. There is do look a little bit like the young Joey there.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
That's what you call a negative drop photo as I celebrate 48 years.
There we go. There's the number I was looking for. 48 years in broadcasting.
Look, you know, like I said earlier, I wish I was 20 years younger. But I am grateful to God, A, that he helped me find the way to live through my own errors. I don't dwell on what might have been. Because everybody I know that did it, that played the game by the rules, is out of the business now.
Mm-hmm.
Because these big companies have come along and said, we don't need to pay you. We can get somebody to do what you do for about a third of the price. And
it happens, man.
We don't want anybody to become popular because then we have to pay them more money to keep them. That's
exactly.
The way it is.
Yeah.
So this is it for me. This is it. So don't pray for me. Pray for Rick Peters, who owns the company, that he lives a long, long, healthy, happy life.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, neither one of us wants to give this up. We just love this.
It's a passion, isn't it?
It's what we do. Yep. 510, Brant's going to join us in a minute.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to 4hims.com/private. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/private. That's forhims.com/private for your free online visit. forhims.com/private.
Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $89 a month from Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Hurry and receive a $5 Starbucks gift card at your estimate. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've had a lot of ups and downs in our forecast lately, and it looks like another cold front is on the way. So clouds will be on the increase tonight. There's a chance of a late-night shower or maybe a shower first thing Friday morning, but the chances are small. Then behind a cool front, it will turn breezy and kind of chilly tomorrow with a high temperature only in the low to mid-50s, but we'll fall to freezing or below Friday night and Saturday night. And Saturday's high temperature, even with sunshine, will only be in the 40s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Someone unfriended me. No more jokes, no more baby pictures, no more pokes.
Pokes? What happened to pokes? they don't do those anymore, do they? Remember? Yep. I had some woman.
Nudges and poke, yeah.
Stop poking me. Hey, bitch, guess what? I'm not sticking a finger in you. I am, you know, I'm not touching you. It's hi. I think that's what the poke was supposed to be.
But yep. Just getting your attention.
Yep.
Hey, look who's on the line. It's Gary Garvin. That's a great name for a disc jockey.
Yeah, hello, my friend. I wanted to say how good you looked last night. Great to see you. Looked like you dropped a few pounds, and happy anniversary on your 48th year.
I appreciate
it. The world has been a different place with you in it.
Yeah.
Well said.
It has.
Well
and
said.
I appreciate your friendship.
Likewise. Likewise, thanks for being part of our gang at Baumhauer's, and may we keep on keeping on. That's what we got to do.
That's right. Let's do that. Let's just make a vow. No matter what happens, we're going to stay there.
There you go.
You got it.
All right. Kerry, good to see you and your bride last night.
Thank you. Ditto.
Y'all
back
be careful.
To you.
Terry married over his head, didn't he? Just like me.
Yeah.
Outkicked his coverage.
Yeah, I did.
All right, Parker. Y'all
take
be
care.
Careful.
Take care, Gary. And joining us now, Mr. Right on the Money, Brant McDonald from McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. And how are you today?
Hey, buddy. I'm doing well. You know, we're already getting near the end of this week. I can't believe it. Time is just flying by.
The story that we have been talking about all afternoon is the headline that Facebook and Twitter have lost $51 billion in market value.
Yeah, that's right, and you know, I think it's probably going to get a lot worse because they're, you know, not only are they dealing with the fallout and ramifications of the decisions they've made, but now, honestly, and I know y'all might find this hard to believe, but I do believe that when we get into this new Congress, there are many who are quite concerned about how big these companies have gotten, even those on the left, believe it or not, really. there could be some potential, you know, regulatory type things that come up. It's not going to happen right away, but that's one thing that I'll be following. And then on top of that, you know, you look at the valuations they had to begin with, as I've been pounding the drumbeat for weeks and weeks now, I believe we're looking at a super cycle here of inflation, and that's going to push up bond yields, and that's going to have a real negative impact in terms of valuation for companies like these. So I think their decisions are very, very poorly made, come at the wrong time, you know. They're heading into a real tempest, as I would call it. And so, anyway, I think...
And if you want to make the small business metaphor, it's like a business kicking out their best customer. The person, you know, because when you kick out this person, then you kick out all of their friends and the people that, man, I mean, that's a staggering number. I know we hear big numbers all day long, billions and trillions. $51 billion in 48 hours is just an unbelievable kick.
No, it's huge. And like I said, I really do think it's going to get worse. And this comes on the heels of these remarks, you know, that AOC has been, you know, recently made. I'm sure you saw that. Where she now thinks the government is the one who's going to sit in the pulpit and determine what truth is.
Yep.
And, you know, I'm glad that it's going out there. I'm glad people are seeing, you know, these comments, because this is crazy. This type of censorship, it really is, and I think it's high time that these committees in Congress do start to take a hard look at just how big these companies have gotten. They do control, you know, public consumption in terms of what the real news is out there in a large way. Now, obviously, there are many who can find truth and find information in other places, but for the vast majority of Americans, this is where they go. And Facebook, Twitter, and all those places are loaded with all kinds of craziness on both sides, I would say. I really would have to say that. But at the end of the day, let it be, you know, let it be. Leave it up to the individual people to determine what's real and what's not. Because the minute that they become publishers, they need to lose all of their government subsidies that they get.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, so anyway, I think there's a lot more to come.
Otherwise, today, the market, and yesterday as well, has behaved as you kind of forecast at the beginning of the week. It's just sort of treading water, not really a whole lot of movement one way or the other, as it awaits to see what's coming with the new administration.
Yeah, there's a lot out there that we still need to learn. You know, everything from the policy stance towards the Middle East to the Chinese to the Russians. You know, it's interesting. You look at the Russian markets, for example. They're up 40% since Biden won. And everyone said,
what?
Yeah. The Russian stock market is up 40% since Biden won the election.
Go figure.
Oh, my goodness. I thought they were Donald Trump's good buddy. That's what the media told me.
I know. And so, you know, we are in a global market and in a global economy. And certainly most of the large portfolio managers, we call them PMs, most of these PMs around the world that manage billions and billions of dollars, they're waiting to see how Biden's going to approach this from a public, you know, from a policy standpoint with all of these parts of the world. What's he going to do with what's already been put in place in terms of international trade with China, the agreed upon tariffs, et cetera? These are all big items. You mentioned it just a second ago that we have been flat all week long, but yet look at these headlines. Biden just announces a $1.9 trillion stimulus plan that came out a couple of hours ago. So that tells me he's going to break up, the infrastructure piece, with the overall stimulus piece for consumers and individuals. A lot of people wondered whether he would try to put those two together, and he's obviously clearly going to separate those two now. So the first wave of this, $1.9 trillion, That's a lot of money. I think they follow this up again with probably $1 trillion to $2 trillion in infrastructure. I mean, this is a lot of money. And but he makes this announcement, and yet the market does nothing. And that's because it's already baked in. You know, if you recall, we talked about why is the market going up when Biden won?
Yeah.
It was simple. Bigger stimulus. That was, and that's the, that is the fuel of these markets, all this money that they're printing.
Still looking forward to your visit Tuesday?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I am too. And as I said, we got a lot of ground to cover. The, you know, I'm looking forward to sharing with everyone sort of our outlook for 2021.
Right.
We're not going to get too deep in the weeds and get into some in detailed economics, but we're going to cover, you know, cover it from a broad view, and I think everyone will enjoy it. I really do.
Well, we're looking forward to that. It's Tuesday in studio with Brett McDonald. We appreciate your time, my friend, and give us a call at the opening bell if there's big news breaking, okay?
We sure will. You guys have a great evening. Stay safe, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks for the insights. Wow, I just looked it up. Russia, Russian stocks to reach record highs in 2021. I thought with Trump that would have happened.
What about that Russian collusion, Greg?
Yeah. Explain this, lefties. I'd kind of like to know. If you, one area in life that's been under tremendous stress, even healthy relationships, where there are no previous problems, have been under great stresses because lifestyles have been turned upside down. If you feel that stress, if you feel like your marriage is headed in a bad direction, before you make any rash decisions, you need to know where you stand, and you need to work with people who will be completely and bluntly honest with you. Not tell you what you want to hear, tell you what you need to know.
Bingo. That's exactly right, Greg.
You all right?
I don't know what fell.
Losing your marbles?
I don't think it was a marble. It didn't roll.
No, I rolled. You know what that thumping sound was?
No. The phone?
I rolled over the cord. I probably...
Uh-oh.
And I'm trapped.
Uh-oh.
I don't want to...
Wow.
Oh, yeah, the wire got caught in the wheel.
I hate when that happens.
Yeah, pardon me, everybody.
Yeah.
The Three Stooges will resume in a moment. Anyway, as I was saying, I think I just figured out how I gotta take this cord and put it inside.
It's a puzzle.
48 years, I still don't know where to put my cord.
It happens.
I was talking about Duncan Tomlinson and needing to know the truth and not what you want to hear. I know of a situation in Florida where somebody said, marriage is over. It's been over for years. The pandemic exacerbated that situation, called for a consultation, and realized, I can't get divorced because, with kids involved and everything else, I'm not going to have anything to live on. I'm not ready to work a second job. It's not going to be the same in every situation, but you need to know the truth. What's at risk? What's at stake? And sometimes those circumstances get people to step away and think clearly. But if you do need a divorce or a dissolution of a marriage, you need somebody who will be your advocate, who will look out for you and your long-term and short-term best interests. And when you retain Duncan Tomlinson, you will have that advocate. I can promise you that. People who will work sincerely and hard on your behalf to make sure that you can resume your life with the best head start possible. For a consultation, call them at 819-4810. 819-4810. You can learn more about these two remarkable women at divorcefromenalabama.com. That's Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
The representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Thank you, Jay. It's 525.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic with an update. We've had a major crash on the bridges over Chantilly Parkway. We've got emergency vehicles and accident vehicles in the north and southbound lanes. Traffic is backed up on 85 northbound all the way past Taylor Road to almost the East South Boulevard. Southbound traffic on I-85 backed up to Mount Meigs. We have an accident on the Eastern Boulevard right around Woodmere, a moderate crash being worked there. And we've still got one lane traffic on the bridge over the Alabama River. Traffic's backed up on 65 northbound past Fairview Avenue. It's backed up on 85 southbound to Alabama State University and the flyover ramp to Day Street. It's bumper to bumper all the way to 31. We have a lot of congestion on Highway 31 to Prattville. Take alternate routes if you can. Buckle up and keep it here for more traffic updates. Bad credit? Don't sweat it. Get the cash you need with an equity loan on your homeland or auto. MCS in Wetumpka is just a phone call away with one-hour loan approvals. Call 567-9000, NMLS 2328-76. From Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Who can you trust anymore when you have healthcare questions with all of this misinformation floating around on social media?
I trust our local doctor and also my Adams Drugs pharmacist.
I just want to know if I'm taking the right medications and if there's something else I can do to help boost my immune system.
You know, the pharmacist at Adams Drugs talked with me about my medications just the other day and offered some great advice on that very thing, boosting my immune system.
Well, what did they tell you?
They recommended vitamin C, vitamin D, and also zinc supplements. It makes me feel good when I can just walk into my Adams drugstore and talk with my pharmacist about any healthcare concerns I may have. I trust them.
Well, I need to go to Adams Drugs and let them look over my medications and get some advice on how to build up my immune system, too.
Good. You'll learn to trust them like I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey ladies, been wondering how to spend your shutdown time? Grow out your bangs. Then come to Super Bangs. Super Bangs specializes in only cutting people's bangs. Short bangs, long bangs, short bangs on a background layer of long bangs. Bang, bang, bang. Don't have bangs? Get clip-on bangs. Look at that. You got bangs. And guys, we haven't forgotten about you. Come in and get the mo. Or the Jim Carrey Dumb and Dumber look. Endorsed by the owner of the Las Vegas Raiders. So come in today, because we'll give it to you straight. Right across your forehead. At Super Bangs. Bangs? Bangs!
Super Bangs is not a full-service salon. Bangs only. Not to be confused with Fantastic Bangs, the Haircutters, or the Swingers Club.
I watch my baseball show every day on MLB Network, Christopher Russo, because he's good. He's funny, he's passionate, goes crazy.
Sure, don't we all?
Once in a while, yells and screams. Remind you of anybody?
Not really, no.
Today, there was a ball player on that was talking who literally kept himself, he learned how to cut hair and started building a clientele among other ball players.
Great idea.
Major and minor leaguers. That helped him get through these uncertain times.
Yeah, smart.
I got a clip here from Tucker. I would like to listen to at least
a little
bit.
Yeah, me too. I forgot about it.
This was the follow-up. Our only option is to fix what's causing. Let's see what he says.
Appears to be in her 20s. She's got an American flag tied around.
Let me restart it, because that's the problem with this thing. It's not me. It's not the operator error. There's something about... Oh, come on, go back to the beginning. Right here. Here we go.
All day you've been bombarded with images of what has taken place in Washington. Too little time has been spent thinking about why. Anyone who's trying to understand the significance of what's going on right now ought to watch the video of the woman who was shot inside the U.S. Capitol this afternoon. In the footage, which we're not going to show you because it's too upsetting, but you can find it on the internet, the woman is standing in a hallway right off the House floor at the center of the Capitol building. She appears to be in her 20s. She's got an American flag tied around her neck. The scene around her is chaotic. People are bumping into each other, yelling, trying to get through the door into the Senate chamber. Suddenly, with no warning, there is gunfire. You hear a shot, and the woman falls. She's been hit with a bullet. Seems like the neck could be the chest. Apparently, it was fired by someone in law enforcement.
That's Ashley Babbitt.
People in the hallway scream. The camera closes in on the woman's face. She looks stunned. She is staring straight ahead, unblinking. In her eyes, you can see that she knows she's about to die, which in the end she did. The woman died a couple of hours ago at a local hospital. So what can we learn from this? It's not enough to call it a tragedy.
By the way, this clip obviously came from the evening a week ago.
Yeah.
And I did intend to play this, so forgive me. I didn't realize it was time, you know, lost track, but this is a good comment.
Imagine for a second getting the call and learning that was your daughter. The last time you spoke to her, she was heading to Washington for a political rally. Now she's dead. You'll never talk to her again. Mm. Seriously, imagine that. If you have children, it will put you in the right frame of mind. That's what we're watching. And we may be watching a lot more of it in the coming days. Political violence begets political violence. That is always true. It is an iron law. It never changes. And we have to be against that, no matter who commits the violence or under what pretext. No matter how many self-interested demagogues assure us the violence is justified or necessary, as they have been assuring us, lying to us for the past 6 months. We have a duty to oppose all of this, not simply because political violence kills other people's children, which it does, but because in the end, it doesn't work. No good person will live a happier life because that girl was killed in the hallway of the Capitol today. So our only option as a practical matter is to fix what is causing this in the first place. We don't have a choice. You may have nothing in common with the people on the other side of the country. Increasingly, you probably don't, but you're stuck with them. The idea that groups of Americans will somehow break off into separate, peaceful nations of like-minded citizens, that's a fantasy. That will not happen. There is no such thing as a peaceful separation. There never has been, and there won't be. The two hemispheres of this country are inseparably intertwined. They are co-joined twins. Neither can leave without killing the other. So that's the first thing to know.
He's right.
I know.
Although we do hear the S word starting to come up again.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I have nothing in common with the people that live in Oregon or Washington or up north.
No, we don't.
And the swamp holes in D.C. I just don't feel any connection whatsoever.
I don't either.
They let their cities burn. That would not happen here.
No, except Atlanta, which I don't consider part of the South anymore.
No, you can't. No, Atlanta's a waste.
It is.
It is a city in grave decline and totally unnecessary, too.
Yep.
Chris.
Hey, good evening.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Greg, I was going to tell y'all, that's funny y'all played that, that, you know, the guy that was videotaping the shot, the woman being shot, he's also going throughout the whole Capitol, and he's saying, we need to burn this place down. I can't believe we did it. Yeah, well, he just got arrested. He finally was arrested by the FBI. And this guy's connected to extremist organizations, BLM especially. He's BLM out of Utah or something like that. And he's been all over the country inciting violence and riots. And the thought is this guy was involved in what was going on, and he said, like in the video, I can't believe we did it, which means they got him in, got the Trump supporters inside the Capitol.
Yep.
And he was trying to incite them to start fires, right, too, on top of that.
Yeah, I think it's become very obvious, and there's more and more and growing evidence.
Yeah.
In fact, some have requested Freedom of Information Act documents because the chief of the D.C. police resigned. He had been seeking help, and he was turned down by McConnell and Pelosi, and we need to know why.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a picture infamous picture of the limousine burning during Trump's inauguration. They waited about 5 minutes before they started crap with him. So let's hear it from
later. And then also, too, there's stuff coming out real quick, Greg. There's stuff coming out saying that you're going to see some pardons and some releases of information before Trump leaves.
That's possible.
Which was going to be great. But, you know, as disappointing and depressing as I think the problem with Americans, we want justice, we want things now. And unfortunately, when you're on our side, it just doesn't come instantaneously.
Yeah.
But maybe slowly the drip drip will be coming out. But this guy right here finally being arrested, you know, he was on CNN. Mm-hmm. CNN interviews this guy, and he didn't even, they didn't even ask him why you were in there. Why were you in there, Mr. BLM activist? Why were you in the cap? They didn't even ask him that. They just talked about the video.
About it, right.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Why would they?
I hopefully it all work out.
Let's hope. And thanks, I agree. I believe there's going to be release of some staggering amounts of
I think Assange and I think Snowden may be pardoned.
Why not?
They're doing journalist work anyways, right?
Maybe we'll find out who murdered Seth Richards in the process. Thank you for the call.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is with us, and buddy, it didn't take us long to get through 2020.
Wow, I mean, 2020 was here, and hopefully it is gone. And, you know, I just want to thank all the wonderful customers we have, the new ones, the old ones. You know, this year started off crazy, and it finished off with a bang. I tell you, our customers were great. They came in, they shopped, we did a lot of mail order, did lots and lots of great gifts for people, and I just wanted to thank each and every one of you from the bottom of our heart at Tucker Pecan, being such loyal customers and buying local, shopping local, and doing the things that needed to be done this year to make it through this COVID. And you know what? 2021 is going to be a great year for us at Tucker Pecan. We're going to do all kinds of new, exciting things and hopefully make next year bigger and better than ever.
Where are you located?
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com. Or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
And from David and the gang at Tucker Pecan, have a happy and prosperous new year.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7 year old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month, but you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio. Sponsored by Age of Learning.
When the forgotten poor are in need of healing, they wait for a ship unlike any other. Mercy Ships, a floating hospital staffed by volunteers, heroes of mercy who donate their time to save lives.
Every human has the right to have a place at the table of the human race.
If you could just see the smiles that you get when lives have been changed, then it would make it all worth it.
To learn more about Heroes of Mercy, go to mercyships.org.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Cajun cuisine, cocktails, and games on the big screen. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway in Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've had a lot of ups and downs in our forecast lately, and it looks like another cold front is on the way. So clouds will be on the increase tonight. There's a chance of a late-night shower or maybe a shower first thing Friday morning, but the chances are small. Then behind a cool front, it will turn breezy and kind of chilly tomorrow with a high temperature only in the low to mid-50s, but we'll fall to freezing or below Friday night and Saturday night. And Saturday's high temperature, even with sunshine, will only be in the 40s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here. Some folks might call you customers, but at Capital Tractor, we're privileged to call you friends. You're the reason we go the extra mile in serving you with quality Kubota equipment. From our family to yours, thank you. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Sea shanties have taken over TikTok, and now celebrities are jumping on board, like Taylor Swift.
There was a ship that sailed to sea, and the name of the ship was a blank space baby, and I'll write its name.
Even classic artists like Ringo Starr.
In the town that I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea, and he lived beneath the waves in a yellow submarine.
And hip-hop artists like Cardi B.
Oh, there once was a ship that sailed to sea, it was very wet like mom.
It's Celebrity Sea Shanties, the weirdest viral trend on TikTok since the cranberry juice guy.
Oh, thunder only happens when it's raining, players only love you when they're playing.
Hey, just to show you we're on top of all the trends, that's what's happening on TikTok, Terry.
What's
a lot
that?
Of alliteration in there. That's what's happening on TikTok, Terry.
Wow, that's really good, Greg.
It is 5:35. Let's talk to Jeff.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah. Hey, I have a question. Okay, I was listening to the caller before me that was talking about BLM was responsible for all this. Wouldn't that kind of negate the impeachment?
No, because the impeachment has nothing to do with justice or what's right.
Right.
It's political punishment. Yeah. It's a last-ditch effort to make sure Donald Trump goes away, that he can never run for president again, because they're scared crapless of him, and they should be.
Yeah, but it's funky, Ron.
And we all know that BLM and Antifa were very much involved in what happened a week ago.
Oh, yeah, they were sanctioned by the Democrats.
Well, look who's on the phone now. It's Jacqueline Tomlinson.
No way.
And Lola, apparently. She doesn't want to not stop whining. Tried to have her down here. And
is it too early for her to have teeth or anything like that causing that angst?
No, she's just, when she gets tired, she usually comes home from school and eats another bottle, and then she'll take like a little bit of a cat nap, and then she'll eat again and be up for a while until like her night-night bottle. And she just hasn't had that little cat nap, so she's getting fussy.
Well, I'm the same way. If I don't get my cat nap, I get very fussy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, this is the fussiest that she gets. I mean, I really do have a great baby. She doesn't really cry. She just, I mean, she'll let you know she's hungry, but besides that, she just gives this little like whimpers.
Yeah.
Is she still like in school?
She loves it. They say that she's the best little baby. She's a little cuddle bug.
Good.
Cuddle bug.
So, yeah, I picked her up today, and I had Steven with me, and there was another baby, and they're crying. And Steven got all alarmed, and he was like, "What's wrong with my baby?" And I was like, "That's not your sister. Your sister's the one over there sleeping contently."
That's funny.
Yeah. So somebody else's baby was very upset. Was not mine.
There you go.
So how's everybody Thursday?
We're doing good.
You know.
Same old, same old.
I know. It's like December 47th or whatever.
I mean, I have my moments every day where I say, you know how I'm going to get away from all this? I am going to apply to Oscar Mayer to become a Wienermobile driver.
There you go. There you go.
Because they are looking. And you can go to the Kraft Heinz website to fill out an application.
Cool.
These wieners are 27 feet long.
That's a big wiener, Greg.
You'll be going to about 200 different events as a brand ambassador for Oscar Mayer. But I don't know if my social media score may keep me from getting
true.
A job like
That's
that.
True.
Yeah, I'm gonna set up the red flag.
Did you notice that I'm celebrating an anniversary today?
I did.
Wow.
It's when you were your first gig in Chicago, right?
First time on the air, yeah.
I was younger
than even you are now when that
happened. You do look like Joey's dad in that picture. But you can pass for Joey's dad.
Yeah, we had some fun with that today. Hey, here's somebody that just arrived from the mayor's office. Should we listen to see what he says? Mayor Stephen L. Reed released the following statement regarding the city of Montgomery's preemptive steps to ensure peace amid calls for protests in capital cities nationwide. I don't know who's doing that. It's nobody I know that's looking.
I haven't heard anything on my end.
Yeah, they're creating something, aren't they?
I think this is false flag kind of crapola.
Mm-hmm.
Since the impeachment's going to fail. So here's what the mayor says. Our residents and business can take comfort in knowing that we are taking every step to ensure their safety and security this weekend. I'm directing Chief Finley of the Montgomery Police Department to use every resource at their disposal and authorized extra manpower. We have open lines of communication with the governor's office and have been actively engaged with Aaliyah for months. In addition, we are working with federal agencies, including the Secret Service, the FBI, who have been a source for insight and consultation. And great recipes on rice cakes. And regardless of the challenge, Montgomery is ready.
Well, I feel safer. I don't know about y'all.
Like, ready for what? Like, nobody here is, like, doing anything.
Not that I know of. So I don't know what the hell he's talking about. This, to me, is false flag bullcrap.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you from my multiple sources, I haven't heard a single hiccup.
No.
I've heard some people. Some people have asked me, like, "Hey, have you heard anything?" Or, "Hey, what's the word on the street?" And I'm like, "Nothing." You know, like, I'm more concerned about Biden COVID lockdowns than I am about inaugural rioting in the streets.
Yep.
So, if that would be my recommendation, like, if you're concerned about anything, like, I would just make sure you got some board games at the house because, like, we might be locked down for a couple weeks.
I think that would be a fool's errand. And I hope it doesn't happen.
Yeah, I don't think that, but that means I remember him saying that the first 100 days in office, we were going to wear masks.
Well, yep.
Listen, Joe, I've been wearing masks for 10 months. Like, okay.
Crazy Joe.
Hey, you missed a good time at the Baumhauer's last night.
I know, and you know how much I love the Baumhauer's.
Yes. We love having you there.
I might need to come to the Baumhauer's next week because I miss it. I love me some Baumhauer's.
It's all good.
My treat if you make it.
That's all the peeps.
Thank you.
Stop, no. Plus, all my friends are there. I love seeing the Knights of the Round Table.
It's a great group. It really is.
They really are.
Yasman was there last night.
Oh, really?
And Ashley Bankston dropped in looking like a frickin' fashion model. And
well, everybody up there is just so comforting and reassuring and just good people, you know? It's a great group of people. If you ever doubt humanity, just go to Baumhauer's on a Wednesday night to lift your spirit.
Well, we're gonna let you get back to your little girl. We so appreciate taking some time to join us this afternoon.
Hug her for us.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I will. Yeah, I can't put her down, Rosie. I'm going to have to bring her over to you and let you just rock her all afternoon.
I think she'd be in great hands with Rosie.
Uh-huh. I got the granny anointing.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, Greg, I'd give her to you, okay? Like, I'm not... You're a great guy. You'd rock her right to sleep, I bet, just like you did Janelle.
An experienced dad. Yeah.
I know. See, I know she'd be in good hands with all you guys, so...
Yep.
I'm not worried about it. One day I might just drop her off at the studio for a couple hours while I take a nap.
We should start a daycare here. We could make some extra money.
Yeah.
Hey, if we get locked down again, I'll bring you my two and Dana's two, and you guys can just, watch them from 3 to 6 every day.
That could be a lot of fun. That could be an interesting show, too.
That would definitely be an interesting show.
It'd be something.
You take care. We'll chat with you tomorrow.
Bye, guys.
Take care.
It's 5:47.
Wow.
A few minutes back, we spoke with Brant McDonald. If you are interested in getting a financial plan together for the rest of the year, I certainly don't want to buy into they're going to shut it down with guard reinforcements. Please don't do that. That would be a horrible, horrible mistake. Look at California.
It's gone.
They have locked down harder than anybody, and it's worse there than it is anywhere else.
And there's countries out there that never locked down at all that seem to be doing fine. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yes, it is. But in any event, whether it happens or not, the future is always filled with occasions where you wish you had a little something on the side. And the way to get that started is to reach out to Brant at 387-0094. Make an appointment, meet the incredible team of people he's got, and find out how you can become managerial about your money. It's a self-esteem builder that's hard to describe and something you'll be glad you did in a year, 5 years, and further on down the road. 387-0094.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. Registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
At 5:49.
Good afternoon, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic. Well, we had a very bad accident on I-85 north and southbound lanes at Chantilly Parkway. We've got multiple people there working the accident. Accident vehicles and traffic is backed up on I-85 northbound to the East Boulevard. It's also backed up on 85 southbound coming into the city from Mount Meigs. You'll have to take alternate routes or just be ready to wait in traffic. We still have one-lane traffic across the Alabama River Bridge, I-65 northbound, backed up past West Fairview. Very slow traffic, almost stopped on 85 southbound from Alabama State University up to the merge. The 31s to Prattville and Wetumpka are very busy, especially 31 to Prattville. It is bumper to bumper in spots there. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. If you've been looking for RAV4s and Tacomas, they're at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Anything worth a minimum of $2,000 in trade, Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell James.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Earlier today, we were talking about San Francisco mandating toilet lids on every toilet, but here's the real issue.
All around, I'm seeing turds. All the sidewalks covered in feces. Taking dumps, spreading E. coli. From crapping in the streets, they're crapping in the doorway.
In the streets,
in the back alleys.
In the streets,
it's getting smelly.
Crapping in the streets,
everybody's pooping.
They're pooping,
yeah, they're pooping everywhere.
Everywhere,
number twos they're making, defecating, crapping in the streets. Fecal matter everywhere, and a foul smell in the air. Just stepped in excrement on the curb. Everywhere, disgusting turds.
Oh, they crap in.
I think that might be a health issue out there.
Nah.
We have a woman who's, in fact, it's the women that are showing the real cojones.
Yeah.
Bobert from Georgia, who is going to carry while she's serving in Congress.
Good for her.
This is Marjorie Taylor Greene, and she's got plans for the day after Joe Biden takes office. And you'll hear it as soon as I
think something important and something new you'd like to share with everybody.
Yes, I would like to announce on behalf of the American people, we have to make sure that our leaders are held accountable. We cannot have a president of the United States that is willing to abuse the power of the office of the presidency and be easily bought off by foreign governments, foreign Chinese or Chinese energy companies, Ukrainian energy companies. So on January 21st, I will be filing articles of impeachment on Joe Biden.
All right.
Yay.
So that's her, and they both came from a state that either didn't turn out or it was just one, you know, another episode of fraud that couldn't get one of those two Republicans, those two weak knee Republicans.
So we lost.
Elected.
Yeah,
yeah,
we lost.
But we got her and Boebert going in as Republicans.
Good.
And we need more. I would rather have every congressperson be a woman like her than some of these weak knee men.
Oh, amen. Amen.
Uncle Ron.
Hey, greetings and blessings from our Lord Jesus to you and your crew. Happy New Year. I hadn't talked to y'all since last year.
Hey.
Hope everything's going well for you.
It is.
What you said a while ago about the COVID deal, most countries that haven't shut down are doing better. And the truth behind that is because they're reporting true numbers rather than the media. Now, as soon as Sleepy Joe gets in there, you're going to see those numbers plummet, because then it's not going to be his fault anymore.
Yeah, you go.
You know, they're trying to blame it on Trump.
Of course.
And so, you know, that's just my opinion. I may be wrong. I may be right.
I think you're right.
But I believe so. And Lord help us. We need more women like the one who was just on there talking about impeachment, Sleepy Joe.
Amen.
And I back somebody like that 100%.
Me too.
Absolutely.
And let's hope that in the final days of the Trump, and I just hate hearing myself say those words, that he lets out the, you know, releases his own Kraken, the real Kraken, declassifying documents that will show the truth. We can only...
You know, that's something that bothers me, Greg, is all these folks that they got this and they got that and this, that, and other. And, I mean, why isn't it being publicized? And, you know, I'm just an old bug man. I don't know a whole lot, but, you know, there ain't no way that he won that legally.
No, there isn't. We know that. Everybody knows
that. Yeah, that's pretty much everybody knows that. But who's he going to take it to?
And it just...
That's the problem. There's so much corruption. There's no proper avenue to go
down. And they never
gave
him a day in court, even when it was obvious in Georgia, Pennsylvania comes up, where they broke their own laws without any constitutional authorization, and even the Supreme Court didn't have the guts to hear it. I got to run.
No, everybody's corrupt or else they're being extorted.
Don't forget to give Rusty his special card.
I did.
Okay.
Ooh, and I have a traffic alert.
Uh-oh.
Wendell wants us to let people know that they just opened the Alabama River Bridge back up.
Thank God.
So that should
help. I'm not going that way. I need to know about 85 northbound.
Yeah.
Who cares about the Alabama Bridge? That's me after all these years in the business. I'm unselfish. And I can't seem to bring up that thing that shows where the red lines are. Which one is that?
Google Maps. Try Google Maps.
That's
Google.
What I got.
You have to Google it. You
What's
have to be
new in maps?
Google-ness.
I don't want to know about maps. I don't want to know about privacy. Show me the damn map. Where's the red line?
I-85. Did you tell it I-85?
No. I can't get rid of this.
Oh.
This is like herpes on a cell phone.
That's nice.
Park car 80 feet away. I know where I park my car.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-700-6898. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-700-6898. That's 800-700-6898. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-700-6898. 800-700-6898.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem, too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
Oh, that'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Well, don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need, use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer 1 hour loan approvals. That's right, 1 hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, called MCS.
MLS 232876, equal housing rental.
Everybody is to leave here immediately.
No, that's...